During Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem, the Pharisees, we heard, rebuked the disciples because they said, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." And then Jesus said, the Pharisees wanted Jesus to tell his disciples to be quiet. But then Jesus said, "Even if they should be silent, even the stones would cry out." Something earth-shattering, earth-shaking was coming. It was much more than even his disciples thought, much more than him just coming to restore the earthly kingdom of Israel, but instead bringing something completely new. The very crux of all of history, the very center point of history was coming about. Everything leading up to and beforehand was preparing for this moment, and that is, of course, the Paschal mystery. Jesus' suffering, death, and his resurrection. And everything now, since then, pours out from that great gift of Jesus on that day. When God himself, of course, yes, not only became man, but he began his mission to come among us, to die, taking the form of a slave and becoming obedient even unto death on a cross. And Jesus, even though he suffered in his humanity and in his humanity and those struggles, as he looked forward to all of his suffering, his focus was not so much on by whom he was suffering, but for whom he was suffering. And that, of course, is each and every one of us. He suffered for each and every one of us. He died for each and every one of us, so that we would never be alone in our suffering, that we would never be without hope. Because we too are like those two criminals on the cross, but hopefully we can identify more so with the good thief, who realized that yes, both of them had been condemned justly, but Jesus was the innocent one. And through our sins, we cannot save ourselves from our sins, but instead, of course, we look to Jesus on the cross to save us, the innocent one who went to death to bring us freedom. And we want to be able to say, along with that good thief, "Lord, be merciful to me. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. For he died for us that we might live for him."